This morning, I called Bob and Janny Bergdahl and told them that after nearly 5 years in captivity, their son, Bo, is coming home. Sergeant Bergdahl has missed birthdays and holidays and the simple moments with family and friends, which all of us take for granted. But while Bo was gone, he was never forgotten. His parents thought about him and prayed for him every single day, as did his sister, Skye, who prayed for his safe return. He wasn't forgotten by his community in Idaho or the military. He wasn't forgotten by his country, because the United States of America does not ever leave our men and women in uniform behind. As Commander-in-Chief, I am proud of the service members who recovered Sergeant Bergdahl and brought him safely out of harm's way. As usual, they performed with extraordinary courage and professionalism, and they've made their nation proud. Right now, our top priority is making sure that Bo gets the care and support that he needs, and that he can be reunited with his family as soon as possible. I'm also grateful for the tireless work of our diplomats and for the cooperation of the government of Qatar in helping to secure Bo's release. We've worked for several years to achieve this goal, and earlier this week I was able to personally thank the Emir of Qatar for his leadership in helping us get it done. As part of this effort, the United States is transferring 5 detainees from the prison in Guantanamo Bay to Qatar. The Qatari government has given us assurances that it will put in place measures to protect our national security.